brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
We've got Jill in Reno, Nevada. What's going on, Jill?
Hi. I just found out that my husband's been opening credit cards.
Oh, man.
Yikes.
He's racked up like $30,000 in credit card debt.
On what? Do you know?
Well, there's some online gambling.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
There's some online prescription medication.
Yep.
And he knows I know. We've already had our come to Jesus moment. To preface this, I have been complicit in this because I knew something was up, and I've never wanted to deal with finances, but I'm on it now. So there's that.
Ownership is usually step one, so I'm proud of you for that.
Just don't
own it all, because he's out there too. Good on you. So how can we help you?
Yeah, I don't want to be codependent.
Yeah. How can we help?
He wanted to borrow from his retirement, and I said no, because I already cashed out mine for credit card debt before.
Before all of this, you got to protect yourself. I want you to call the three credit reporting bureaus, and I want you to put a freeze on your Social Security number, okay? So that nothing can be opened up in your name. That's not going to fully protect you because y'all are married, but that will at least stop it. If he cares about you and your marriage, he'll do the same thing. He'll freeze it.
Okay.
And that way they have to go through you for anybody to open up any more credit or to make any more charges.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
And that way that you haven't slept because this thing is still spinning underneath you, and you have a man in your home that you don't trust that is digging a hole. He's digging a grave for your family, right?
Yes.
And this at least takes the shovel out of his hand for a second, so you can then begin to exhale and figure out what's your next step.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to call the credit. There's three reporting bureaus. We're going to call them. Just Google them. Experian. I forgot off the top of my head.
Equifax, Experian, TransUnion.
And TransUnion. And call and just put a freeze on it. Okay. So nobody's taking out any more credit. No one's racking up any more charges. Okay.
Okay.
And then we're not cashing out anything. We're not robbing Peter to pay Paul. We're going to sit down, and while you're on the phone with those credit agencies, I want you to and he's with you. We're going to pull credit reports instantly, and we're going to find out how bad the damage is. I guarantee you it's worse than you think it is.
Okay.
It's almost never in this kind of situation where you catch somebody, is it all out on the table on conversation one? Almost never.
Okay.
And then, listen, I'm walking you through, okay? The next one is you can't have any sort of conversation, any sort of come to Jesus, any sort of healing conversation until he gets his addictions under control. And that might mean rehab, that might mean AA, that might mean Gamblers Anonymous, that might mean he's got to go see a medical doctor because he's got himself hooked on pain pills. But any sort of trying to heal this thing and come up with a plan and he's still using is a fool's errand. You're wasting your time.
I know, because I'm a recovering addict.
There you go. You know. Here. Yeah, you know.
My concern is, so we have $33,000 in credit card debt. $3,000 of that is in my name only. Hope I don't out myself here. I have a guaranteed income of $3,200. I can't work, but I have a guaranteed income of $3,200 a month.
Okay.
I get that every month. I was offered a buyout for that. I never took it. So I'm so grateful for that I'm guaranteed that. Mm-hmm. My problem is he's in ministry and he signed a covenant with his job. And I'm afraid that when this all clears in his head and he realizes that he can't have this job, or they might ask him to step down.
They have to ask.
We're going
to
loot.
He has to step down as a matter of integrity. Yes. He's not in shape to lead people as a minister right now, period. Does that mean he's over? His life is over as a minister? No, but he's got a mess in his home that he has created, and he's got to get that cleaned up.
Okay.
And maybe he takes a 6-month leave and he sits down and says, I'm struggling with addiction. I've made some major mistakes, some major like ethical violations of my own home, and I need 6 months to go clean this. Maybe they'll do that for him or something like that. But yeah, this delusion, he's going to take down a whole church with him, and that's not fair to those people.
He's not the leader later.
But either way, he's got to come clean about this, you know, because the longer it's like leading a double life in that sense.
I feel, and I'm disgusted. I've kind of tried to discuss it with him. Mm-hmm. My question here's the question. We have a $17,000 camper, or we owe $17,000 on it. I don't want to sell it because I might have to live in it.
I don't think that's true.
Why might you have to live in
it? That's not true.
Because we won't be able to, we'll drown without him having a job.
Okay. Can I ask the nature of your disability? Are you?
Yeah.
So
I'm 100% disabled.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
But can he go get a job at McDonald's and y'all get a 1-bedroom apartment?
Yeah, well, if we sold the house, there's enough equity in my home to pay off everything.
That's all. Yes. So let's go caustic, because when we go caustic and we start imagining us walking around in the aftermath of a nuclear strike, we make decisions that don't make a lot of sense. Sell the camper, take the $17,000. You guys got to start paying this stuff off.
Well, we just owe $17,000. I won't make any money on the camper.
I see what you're saying. Okay. Yeah. Then you got to stop the bleeding. You shouldn't have a camper, a $17,000 camper that's a depreciating asset that you're making payments on a fixed income anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair?
Nothing's fair in this world.
There you go. Hey, let me say this, Jill, and I'm saying this because I love you, okay? Most people in your situation are trying to walk around, and if you've ever seen somebody in the aftermath after a tornado's come through a town, they'll be picking up like a medicine cabinet and try to start putting it back on the wall. But that wall's the only thing standing. Everything else in that, it's just how human nature. And you have to come to the grief-filled exhale moment where you drop your shoulders and you fall down on your knees and you internalize everything about your life is different now. Mm-hmm. And so there's not going to be a world but we hang on to the camper. Everything's different now. There's not a world but you still need to make this much money and we're going to keep this house. It sounds like everything's over. Everything's different now. It's not over, but it's just going to be different for a while. Not how you drew it up. Not how you wanted it to be. Hang on the line. I'm going to send you a copy of Building a Non-Anxious Life and Own Your Past, Change Your Future. Both roadmaps for people who have just found themselves completely in ash and trying to figure out what to do next. But y'all are going to have to sit down and have some real talk about getting clean, about coming clean with his workplace, and about what's the next logical right step.
Create your free every dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.